Okay, welcome back. How has your practice of that ABCD worksheet been? If you haven't done it, stop right now. Don't listen any further and go and practice it. This program does not work if you don't do the exercises. So if you haven't had a chance to practice it once or twice, I really it's imperative that you go and repractice this right now so that when we meet the next time, you will have a sense of where you might have gotten stuck, where you need some input, or what you uncovered about the situation that you examine. Okay, it's also quite challenging sometimes for a lot of people to start to get the hang of this skill. It feels tedious, but in fact, once you do it, you start to see patterns, and it's not something you just do once and then you figure it all out. It's something that you do over and over again until you really get to know what is actually happening underneath the hood of your car. Okay, so practice it. Try it out a few more times before we meet next. And if you haven't done it, stop right now and go do an example of your own life and how that breaks down. You will start to see patterns. And if you need help with that, please let me know. This is a great topic that we can talk about in the group or individually. If it's confusing in any way, also please let me know. All right. This is a skill I want to encourage you to keep practicing as you find, oh, I'm having a strong reaction to this thing that just happened at home last night. Oh, I'm having a strong reaction to this thing that happened at work, right? Just start practicing this with anger especially, but it also works with any strong feelings. You can even practice it with positive feelings to see what the thoughts are. So let's move on and talk about one other skill that is incredibly powerful in terms of switching your mindset when you're feeling hot under the collar, when you're in a negative mindset, and especially when you're feeling irritated and angry, right? So it's what I call flashlight focus. So if you imagine when you're mad or something's really frustrating for you, right? It's almost like you have blinders on, right? It's like you get a little bit tunnel vision on maybe what your child is doing that's irritating or what's going on around you that's super irritating. And it's like you have a flashlight, a spotlight, a really strong flashlight that's shining on that one issue, and you can't see or think about anything else. It's just kind of just really loud. It's the only thing that you can focus on, right? When we're in those negative emotional states, when we're feeling angry, it's like that spotlight is just shining on the thing that's making us the most frustrated right then, right? So when this occurs for you, I want you to, in your imagination, imagine picking up that flashlight and moving it to anything else, literally anything else that feels neutral or better in some way. We're not solving it. It doesn't help anyone to get tunnel vision in a situation like that, right? Usually when we're feeling frustrated and irritated and we're going, you know, our flashlight's just really shining on that one issue, we're kind of like a pit bull in some ways, right? Even if we're not yelling or doing anything physical, right? It could be just that our thoughts are really upsetting, really frustrating, and we can't even move our thoughts off of it. So we want to imagine when you get stuck like that in that tunnel vision flashlight focus way to pick up your flashlight and shine it on something else. It can be something very simple and very minimal. It could be, I really like the chair I'm sitting on right now. This feels cozy. It could be looking outside at a tree. In fact, using nature as where you change your focus to can be incredibly peaceful and powerful. So just turn your eyeballs, look at a leaf, look at a tree, and just notice the qualities of that. Like you're shining your light on the tree. You notice the bark. You notice how the branches are. It could be turning your flashlight and focusing on something on your glass of water, on the drink you're drinking, right? On, oh, I really like this drink right now. And I'm hoping it's not alcoholic, because that is not a positive coping strategy in this particular situation, right? It could be, I really like how these socks feel on my feet. Oh, I really like the color of my walls here, right? Oh, that painting. Oh, look at that painting that's hanging right there. I really like that scene, right? Literally just pick up your flashlight and move it to anything that's neutral. Really, it can be anything. Okay, so that is flashlight focus. You know, when a house is burning down, when you've got a structure fire, right? You don't just keep hanging out in the burning building, looking in each room and wondering why it's burning, right? You don't really do that. When you're in the fire, right, you're putting it out and then you're getting the heck out of there, right? You're doing what you need to do as efficiently as possible. That's how flashlight focus works, right? You're not just hanging out in the anger state, in the negative emotional state, and wondering what's going on, what's happening over here, why didn't this person do that? Like you would looking around each room that watching the fire burn, right? You get out, you get in, you get out. Oh, I'm angry. Let's move the flashlight. That's what flashlight focus is. So I want you to start practicing that, especially when you're angry, and also with any negative state like fear, anxiety, worry, anytime you ever feel kind of overwhelmed or stressed out. All right. Now, here is the rest of your review of this module. We've covered a lot of things in this module. At this point, you should know your three sparks, right? Your three biggest sparks or triggers and your three burns, right? These things that kind of bug you, that are repetitive issues, that are repetitively frustrating and irritating. You should also know your specific equation for anger, how you do anger. That's unique to you. Not everything happens the same for everybody. So I want you to know really specifically what happens in your muscles, what happens in your posture, right? How do you breathe when you are angry? We've also talked about the anger meter, right? And this is something to keep practicing. And I want you to get in the habit of checking in, right, to see where you're at with your anger. Instead of waiting till it's a 9 or 10 at the end of the day and you're exploding or feeling like you're going to explode at home, right? Get in the habit of checking in throughout the day. Am I a 2? Oh, am I a 4? Am I an 8? Right? And intervening when you notice that it's a state that's not very pleasant. Right? We should no longer walk around as a 4, 5, 6, 7. That is no longer tolerable in this new world that you're building for yourself. And we've also talked about flashlight focus, as well as that ABCD skill of understanding the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are all involved in creating this negative emotional state. The skills we've also talked about to intervene are using movement, right? If you notice, for example, that you're an 8 on the anger meter, right? And you really feel like you need to move, go for a run, go for a walk, do 10 jumping jacks, do 20 push-ups, right? Do something to change your physiological state. It could be walking. It could also be music, right? Let's not forget, whenever we're feeling a negative state, music and movement are by far one of the most powerful interventions to changing your experience. So that's your weekly review of this third week. This is module 4. You've got some challenge. Your weekly challenge is to really practice reducing your anger using these skills. Okay. Use one skill, one or two skills between now and the next time we meet, and report back. I want to hear how it went specifically, what went well, what was challenging, things that happened, that maybe places you got stuck. This only works if you start practicing the skills and reporting back, and it'll help all of us learn together about what's working and where we can make some adjustments to make them work better. All right. So that's it for week 3. We'll see you next week in week 4.